This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Over the past several months, data has shown rising mortality rates among a surprising population, middle-aged, largely rural white people. But many who study public health say focusing solely on that data ignores the historical disparities in other areas, such as maternal mortality among African-American women. In Wisconsin, African-American women are 5 times more likely to die from complications of pregnancy.
That particular area is of interest to journalist Rita Henley Jensen. Jensen is the founder of the Jane Crow Project, which is exploring the causes for poor health outcomes among African-American women. Her research brought her from New York to Milwaukee to examine how segregation impacts the equation. She tells Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski what sparked her interest in the topic.
Well, I founded a news organization that covered women's issues. It was called Women's E-News. And we received a grant from the Kellogg Foundation to investigate the underlying causes of the high African-American maternal and infant mortality rates in the United States. And that we got that grant in 2009, and I've been at it ever since. There's no simple answers, as you guess. So now I left Women's E-News and went back to my one true love, which is reporting and writing. And it's a delight, even though it's scary.
So ultimately, you're working on a book. And what does this book focus on?
It's focused on the reality that if you ask experts why African-American women die more often, they'll give you the short answer, which is racism. And that's not specific enough. And people even have laughed at me, well, how can that cause it, right? And so really, it's an exploration of how racism can harm the health of African-American women to the extent that they are vulnerable to dying or experiencing severe morbidity, which is harm from the labor or delivery process. How could that be? And as you know, I think every good journalism project starts with that question, how could that be? And it's taken me a while.
Right, since 2009.
How could that be?
Some of the numbers on your site state that the U.S. has the highest maternal mortality rate among developed nations, and half of the deaths are preventable, and African-American women die giving birth 3 times more often compared to women of other races. And you are based in New York, but you're here in Milwaukee doing research as well. So what are the bad reasons that bring you here to Milwaukee?
I know. Well, I think first I have to say it's a great fun to be here. But the data in Milwaukee, as everyone in this town knows, I think, it is the most segregated city in the United States. And segregation has an impact on maternal mortality. They don't completely understand how and why, but the pressure and all the discrimination that's connected to segregation makes them more vulnerable. In the state of Wisconsin, African-American women die 5 times more often than white women due to pregnancy-related causes. 5? That's more than Georgia. Georgia's 4. And the national average is somewhere between 3 and 4. So what is going on? And because, as most people know, most African Americans live in Milwaukee. I came here to say, and I don't know, I can't claim to know, but I'm asking the question, which is my job.
Well, and what have you heard from residents here that you've visited with? What have they shared with you in regards to their experience? And have they suggested any kinds of solutions at all or just chronic problems that they keep on facing?
From my conversations with people here, it's an issue that's very low on the totem pole. And I went to the Milwaukee Public Health Department's website, and there's very little reflection of a concern for that. If the health department doesn't lead the concern, it's problematic. So the daily life, I met somebody who went to prison for murdering her abuser and got out and went to college and is now dedicated to helping other women. I met a woman who is fiercely protective of African-American mothers who are litigating, suing, in trouble with the Children's Services. And she feels pretty strongly, I have to say, that there's an institutional bias there. So does it matter if you're pregnant and you're afraid that you'll lose custody of your child? Probably. That's a stress. Is it an issue if you're battered? Probably. Is it an issue if you're in prison or you've been in prison? Probably. Is it an issue that you can't get cash from the welfare department to pay your rent? Really likely. So you go on and down the list of the stressors that African-American women experience more often, not solely, obviously. White women experience these types of stressors as well. But it's more likely if you're African American, and it certainly is more likely if you're living in a segregated city.
Some of those things that you mentioned kind of contribute to the racial and gender bias that affect African American women. But how does it compare to what you've studied in New York and other cities? You mentioned Georgia is, you know, right above us with
right.
in terms of
right.
So what other cities have the same problem to this severity?
Well, I really can't fully answer that question, but I know that New York City, you'll be happy to learn, tops Milwaukee in that African-American women die 12 times as often in New York City. And we have public hospitals. We have generous Medicaid benefits. How does this happen? New York City is such a challenge. I thought I'd start with a smaller city and maybe figure it out.
Work up from there. Well, and on the other end of the spectrum, where in the country or even the world is this not a critical problem? What places are doing this right in that the mothers are healthy and surviving childbirth?
The rest of the world is doing mainly much more poorly than the United States. Within the United States, California, they've really focused on it. Many of the deaths and the injuries are avoidable, and they really focused on how to avoid maternal injury death in the labor room. There's this program sponsored by Merck for Mothers that focuses, as the head of the program said, if you've seen one labor room, you've seen one labor room. And what she means by that is there's no standard protocol in the United States to treat those emergencies in the labor room. But California changed that, and they now have a standard training protocol and preparedness kits, etc., for those emergencies. California has reduced its maternal mortality significantly, but the ratio remains different, right? It's still 1 to 4. And I've spoken to the head of the program, and he's determined to find out what in California can explain this.
What are those avoidable factors that California addresses?
Well, again, the emergency training for the labor room and delivery room staff. And there's hemorrhage, for example, is a common killer, which is very upsetting. it's a common reason that women die. And he's trained every this particular head of the program has worked with the coalitions throughout the state and has trained those personnel. And it's like a football team. You know, if you work together and you've trained together, you know, when emergency happens, when someone passes you the ball, you don't know what to do. And he's had quite a bit of success. And he is determined to continue.
So really minimizing the time it takes to address a new emergency or situation as it comes.
Yes. That is the most crucial. Hemorrhaging infection is another killer. And all hospitals in the U.S. are trying to battle infection. But the question is the fever addressed or ignored if a mom develops? And does she know that if she develops a fever, she should rush right back and get treated? That's another issue. Heart disease is an issue that's harder to deal with. Embolism, they know how to deal with that. And it's really sort of hard to understand why women are still dying from embolism in childbirth.
Obviously, there can be a multitude of problems, like you just listed, that contributes
right.
to maternal mortality rates. But based on what you've explored here and kind of the information you want to find out before tackling those bigger cities, what topics are you going to dive into in the upcoming book? Are there main factors that you're checking off and kind of exploring one by one?
Well, Medicaid reimbursement rates, 69% of African-American births are paid for by Medicaid. Now, in the United States, half the births are paid for by Medicaid. Medicaid is regulated by the states, as we know, but it is a federal money that's paying for it. So the question is, how can Medicaid begin to address this problem in the states? And I think Wisconsin would be a great place to start.
Yeah.
Georgia might be another one, but we're paying the bill for this inadequate care. We, the taxpayers, are paying the bill for inadequate care that is causing mothers to die.
Too often, states and reports focus on infant mortality. Not that it's any less important, but this is one of the first times where I've seen the mother's mortality rate highlighted, and it's from your initial research, you know, your upcoming work. Why do you think that is?
Well, there's a political explanation that I'll provide. There's an entire movement here in the U.S. to stop abortion, and so the focus is on the well-being of the fetus and not the well-being of the mother. If it was focused on the well-being of mother, the law might be different. I'll just say that.
Ultimately, when you are writing your book and it comes to fruition and is printed on paper, how do you want to see your work outside of the book?
Yes.
When it's done?
Yes. Well, I've never even seen a discussion of the impact of segregated hospitals on the health of African Americans. I hope to get a list of the hospitals that are, in essence, historically Black hospitals and have the same underfunding and other issues that the historically Black colleges experience. And a lot of these hospitals are in urban areas. And therefore, there is the tax money and there's a citizen base to say, we want our mothers to get the best care possible the moment they enter the ER or the clinic or whatever. And those 2-hour-long waits in the clinic or even an 8-hour wait in the clinic are not acceptable. Let's start there. We're going to make the mothers feel welcome. I went on a local hospital's website and read the comments. And they were treated rudely over and that's what they claim. I wasn't there, but over and over again, there's an issue. So just start there. Let's make them feel comfortable and safe.
Well, we know there are many factors that'll be explored and delved into. So I look forward to having you back on as things progress and as the book comes.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right,
it's been wonderful.
Rita Henley Jensen is a New York-based journalist who founded and heads the Jane Crow Project. It explores the causes and impacts of Black maternal mortality. She's currently at work on a book on the subject. You can find out more at wuwm.com.